In the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Christmas is just around the corner, and so I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. And this is a season of giving. I know some of you are sure to give and receive gifts, even if it's only a card. Some have put up Christmas trees to surprise family members and friends with gifts and to be surprised with theirs. This is a time, too, that we celebrate the mystery that God has given us. God becoming man. John 3:16, the favorite verse that we all know. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. What a gift.
The greatest gift we've ever received is the gift of God becoming man. But what to give and how to give becomes very important. What is worth doing is worth doing well. How can you improve on the quality of your giving? How can you improve on the quality of your Christmas celebration? When Mary learned that Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, what did she do? She went with haste and stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months. In other words, until Elizabeth gave birth. Remember, she was 6 months pregnant. And now she stayed with her cousin Elizabeth for 3 months, 9 months. What a gift. What I want you to take note of is this. It was when she heard that Elizabeth was pregnant. She wasted no time. She hurried to visit her cousin. Just when she heard, Mary gave Elizabeth the gift of her very presence. And that is the best and the hardest gift of all. When you give of yourself to someone. She did not only give of herself easily. If you look at a map of that region, she had to walk 70 miles, lonely road, dangerous road from Galilee to the hills of Judea. From Galilee to the hills of Judea, about 70 miles. A 4 days journey. A 4 days journey. It was not convenient for her to travel that road. It was certainly for her an uphill task. She visited Elizabeth because she knew Elizabeth needed help. Mary knew Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant. And so she couldn't do all the tasks that she used to do. She would no longer be able to go and draw water from the wells of the village. She would no longer be able to look after the crops in her garden and the animals in her farm. She was no longer able to go to the market to do her shopping. And so she said to herself, I must go and help. I must go and give of myself to Elizabeth. What I want you to know is that Mary was very serious about birthing the things of God in her life. Is there a hurriedness in you to birth the things of God? How many of you will say, when it rains or it's so cold, I'm not coming to church? How anxious are you to get to Elizabeth? It is easy for you to send flowers, to give cards, but to give the gift of yourself, to make out a time to be with someone, is the gift that many people long for, but do not receive at Christmas. When you give, you should give not according to your convenience, but according to the needs of the receiver. In the old days, life was simpler, and people visited one another a lot. Today, visitation is not so frequent. It has been replaced by cell phones. Very sad. Some of us live next door to our neighbors for the past 10 years. When we see them outside, hi, how you doing? We greet them, but we've never stepped foot in their homes. Never. And I'm guilty of that too. I live next door to my neighbor. We just say hi. I've never entered their home. So it's not just you. I'm guilty too. So as I preach, I feel so guilty. We don't find time to visit, to get to know the other person. When you pay a visit to someone, you see yourself as doing good. But that person that you visit, not only benefit, you benefit as well. You are enriched. Mary's visit was a great deal to Elizabeth, but Mary too benefited from it. Elizabeth spoke loving words of affirmation and confirmation to Mary. Blessed is she who believed that the promise made to her by the Lord would be fulfilled. You too are enriched by your visit. One aspect is visitation. The other aspect is be touching, but I'll preach it. Now these two women, Mary and Elizabeth, we are two amazing women, marginalized by their society, but chosen by God to do something amazing. We are marginalized, but God chose them. The two that were marginalized, we are chosen by God to do something amazing. Elizabeth, old and barren, was a laughing stock in her community. Mary, a young girl, not married, but pregnant. And that was frowned upon by her society. And so they were marginalized. But God had plans for these two unimportant women. That his kingdom was going to be amplified and increased through them. Sometimes, my dear friends, when you feel unappreciated, when you feel marginalized, you feel unimportant, remember that God thinks you are amazing and has something wonderful for you to do. A barren Elizabeth was now 6 months pregnant. She said, God has taken away my disgrace. God has brought smiles on my face. Elizabeth was looked down upon as though God was judging her. Society laughed at her barrenness, but now thank God for not forgetting her. Your favor is upon me. You remembered me, she said. She stayed in seclusion for 5 months, getting away from all these negative people in her community. They said to her, how can this old woman be pregnant? She's going to miscarry. You know how negative people are. Nothing good they wish for you. But remember, when God blesses you, it'll be well with you. There'll be negative people around you. They will cry you down. They will say all sorts of things. But you trust God. Trust Him and see how God is going to bless you. Elizabeth stayed in seclusion for 5 months, getting away from these people. That she was going to miscarry, they say. The only voice she wanted to hear was the voice of God. She wanted to be happy before God, not talking to anybody but God. No cell phones, no texting, no browsing of the internet, no Facebook, no tweeting for 5 months, but only rejoiced and danced before God. Now listen to this. Elizabeth had not seen Mary, but when she heard the voice of Mary, the baby leapt in her womb. Just the voice. Just her voice. Before John was conceived, he got a name out of heaven. He was filled with the Spirit of God in his mother's womb, and now was leaping in his mother's womb. God sees no difference from a baby outside of the womb, from the baby inside the womb. No difference. The leaping inside the womb is the same as the leaping outside the womb. But our society forces us to see the differences. Our society wants us to see that it is a tissue, it's a fetus. That is what our society wants us to see. But God says, it's a human being made in my image and likeness. God says, it's a person. That is what God sees. A person with a name and a dignity. A person that has every right and every dignity. That is what God sees. Every baby in the womb is known by God. Every baby in the womb has a dignity. Every baby in the womb has a right to life, as John heard. What is your belief? Are you politically correct? Or are you correct with God? I preach this as it says in Luke chapter 1 verse 4, so that you may know the truth concerning the things about which you have been instructed. So that you may know the truth. And so that you may know God's way. What is your position? And your position is vital. This even determines how you vote. The stance you take now determines how you vote. Do you vote pro-life or pro-choice? Because what you believe determines the direction this society goes. You need to know what God thinks and what God says. What you believe is what you do. It can determine the way your children go, the way your grandchildren go. What do you believe? God sees a baby in the womb. God talked about John back in Malachi, 400 years before he was conceived. Isaiah talked about him 700 years before John was conceived. He already had a dignity before he was conceived. And so John lived in his mother's womb. How can you say that's not a child? How can you say that's not a person? He lived. When John saw Mary, that means he saw Jesus. Because Jesus was in the womb of Mary. When John saw Jesus, he leapt for joy. What I want to say to you this morning, if you want to see your children blessed, bring them to the house of God. Bring them before Jesus. The reason why our children go astray is because you don't introduce them to the house of God. Bring them. And once they see, they may not tell you, once they see the face of God, they'll rejoice. God will walk through them. God will shape them. Mothers, bring your children to God. Bring your children. Some of you have left your children home and you are here. And when they go bad, you blame society. No, the parents are the first teachers. You are the first teachers. I invite you to bring your children to God. I want to say to you mothers, bring your babies around Jesus. Bring your babies to church before Jesus and your children will be blessed. Mary was blessed because she believed that God was going to accomplish something through her. And I want you too to believe that God is going to accomplish something through you. If only you believe. Trust Him. This is the essence of Christmas. This is what we celebrate. Giving gifts, receiving gifts, and trusting the name of Jesus. And trusting Jesus Christ. And above all, love one another. Amen.